Edelman. A powerhouse in the PR field employing close to 6,000 people globally, it's the world's largest independently owned firm. Situated at Bloor University is the bustling outpost of Toronto, populated by over 150 communication practitioners that bleed blue. I had the opportunity to speak with Lisa Kimmel, president and CEO of Edelman Canada, who gave me insight into the workings of the firm and her journey and experience within, particularly what it strives for and how it fights to stay both ahead of the current and in step with the needs of its clients today. Some background. The daughter of two Bay Street lawyers with crazy hours, Lisa first sought to join the bar as well. She completed an honors degree in poli-sci at the University of Toronto, and there dated a gentleman in law school. He was miserable. This, combined with her father's grim outlook on the profession, changed things a bit, and given that her mother had some experience with event management and Lisa knew a little about the agency world, she said why not to the PR certificate at Humber. She did not look back. Many career highlights stand out, but what caught my eye especially was 14 years at Edelman. How? Kimmel explained that Edelman is known for low turnover, with its focus on corporate culture, finding the right fits, and commitment to its employees. For example, Kimmel helped adopt a no-email guideline between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. She said that PR practitioners can get sucked into the vortex of feeling on 24/7, overwhelmed by the volume of email. And this was a way to manage client expectations while giving credence to her belief that an outside life, complete with other priorities and time for dedication to them, is vital to the business. If it's really necessary, just pick up the phone and call, so you don't have to constantly check it. She's proud of this successful initiative taken at Edelman. It seemed natural then to ask Lisa what she loves most about this industry that can consume so many people. The daily thrill, she said, was in its unexpected nature. The chase, what 5 to 6 other things will come up to troubleshoot in a day. So, how does one keep up with it all once those 5 to 6 things start to accumulate?
You need to think about what you need to do today and what are the priorities. What can wait? What's a distraction? What is truly going to help propel our business forward and you as an individual and a professional forward?
Kimmel explained that the Edelman What We Do is organized by A, practices, consumer brand, corporate public affairs, B, sector expertise, food and beverage, financial services, health and tech, and C, specialty capability, digital, insight and analytics, planning, creative, and paid media. Depending on the client and opportunity or problem to solve, managers decide the best people to bring to the table. In her words, it's a highly collaborative environment, ready to go cross-office, sector, specialty, practice, as the situation demands. In her previous role, Lisa led the consumer marketing team, about 40 to 45 people at the time. This is where the so-called creatives were found, but Edelman has since restructured, shrinking consumer and launching a sole creative team in agency. It's a challenge for the future, what Lisa calls the shift from a PR to a communications marketing agency, providing solutions that evolve, promote, and protect corporate or brand rep while competing anew with creative, ad, and digital agencies. Change management is implemented alongside to assure unity with Richard Edelman's global vision, adopted specially for Canada. This global vision can be seen in the leading driver of Edelman's marketing efforts, its Trust Barometer, the flagship IP for the company that is launched yearly in Davos, with a subsequent roadshow in all Edelman markets. The study measures public trust in institutions, and the historical data now seen, along with new discoveries, impacts the recommendations given to its clients. A critical attribute for PR that Lisa promotes is an innate curiosity, to be able to break through the clutter with creative solutions that will have a meaningful impact on the client's business. Kimmel thinks it's an exciting time to be joining the industry, with leadership in organizations understanding the strategic importance of communications to the overall business. Here's where Kimmel sees the communicators.
At the table and involved in those strategic discussions around what are the communications implications of any business decision that we make as an organization, or as a brand, whatever, and which makes it really exciting.
I left with as many questions in my mind as I had going in, but it was an interesting discussion and great opportunity to see the inner sanctum of this PR juggernaut. Thanks to Lisa Kimmel, and thanks for listening. This has been Charles Davidson.